Magus Radio, follow the sound. Hello everyone, welcome to our radio show for AECOM's Comm Track Meet, where we are earning our badges, finding our place, and taking up space with the plans we create. I'm Gerald Morfe, your OG bestie, who sleeps barely, ready to report with my coffee from 2AB Communication.
And I'm your kakai babe DJ Al from 2AB Comm in her rebranding era. And today, hindi nyo kakayanin to, we are joined by two guests that we have here today. And representing the Shifties, we have Miss Yanni. Please introduce yourself.
Hey everybody! Ako nga pala si Yanni, ang inyong resident Jollogs buddy na dating 1BFATA, ngayon 4AB Communication!
At para naman sa mga freshie, syempre hindi magpapatalo, Miss Shantae, let your voice be heard.
Yes, hello, I am Shantae, ready to stay and slay the day. Your proud freshie, hep hep hooray from 1AB Communication.
So, bale, ano nga ba yung CTM? You know, we hear it a lot sa mga freshies natin, sa mga comm students. And parang, you know, choosing a track is like a big thing pagdating sa mga comm students. And ako personally, sobrang kinakabahan ako nung namili ako ng tracks. But CTM helps our comm freshies to make a big decision in their comm journey, choosing their tracks. It will help them to get to know the four main tracks being offered in comm. And sana, this will be their gateway to knowing what their heart truly desires.
Tamang-tamang-tama ka dyan, DJ Al. Nako, sinabi mo na kanina, diba? Kinabahan ka. Ako rin kinabahan ng mga oras na yun. Kaya naman, ano nga ba talaga tong CTM or Comm Track Meet that we are holding here, right now? So, technically, para lang siyang, it's to guide comm students in picking their comm tracks, add in PR, journalism, media studies, and production. Nako, maraming pagpipilian. Nung freshie ako, DJ Al, alam mo ba, talagang sobrang kabado ako mamili ng track. Like, oh my God, ang daming ina-offer. Ano bang pipiliin ko? Saan ba ako pupunta?
Ito, yan. Well, actually, ako din, kasi parang, you know, when your seniors talk about it, parang it's such a big deal na parang mapapaisip ka, shucks, anong gagawin ko? Tama ba yung mapipili ko? Kasi parang it sounds like such a big thing, and it is a big thing, pero there are a lot of people there to help you naman. So, you shouldn't be worried about it, and there's a lot of space for you to move and grow around as a comm student.
Exactly, and that's what Comm Track Meet aims to do for our dear freshies and shifties. Kaya naman, we as people, you know, we're really ever-growing, right? And ever-changing. So, making big choices like what track you're pursuing can be pretty hard. Lalo na para sa ating mga non-freshie dyan. Sino ba yung non-freshie guest natin dito ngayon sa ating booth?
Well, and now let's turn to our interviewees naman for this episode, guys. Because they already introduced themselves kanina, diba? So let's hear from them. I'm sure marami tayong makukuha and mapupulot na lessons sa kanila. This is for our freshies and shifties, ha? So, Yanni, was this track a choice you made on your own accord talaga?
Hello. Honestly, the track that I chose was mixed track ako. So it's kind of I got a feel of almost every track there is, which is actually a fun journey as a shifty, kasi syempre, you know, there, like what you guys said earlier, there were a lot of choices during enlistment and during advisement, ganyan. Kaya naman, because of those choices, parang sabi ko, sige, what if kaya itake ko yung ano sa tingin ko fun? And I guess those really ended up fun. Kaya andito pa rin tayo sa mixed tracks ngayon.
Yes, that's really interesting. I really agree with what she said, na consider something na tingin mo sasaya ka. Kasi, you know, it's different when you're doing something you love. Mm-hmm. You get to really, like, parang mas sisipag ka talaga kapag gusto mo siya, kahit na 7 a.m. yung class mo, willing kang pumasok. Kasi parang asaya-saya niya, diba? But for Gerald naman, I'd like to ask you, if there are any, ano yung masasabi niyong influences around you that pushed you to choose this path and the track you chose?
Okay, for context, DJ Al, Ako kasi, I took up journalism as my elective. And at the same time, currently, I'm taking PR and prod. So, medyo, you know, general yung sphere ng mga tinitake ko. But the context kasi, the background of it siguro is writing talaga. Like, that's my passion and that's where I see myself as well as, you know, dealing with the public, dealing with, you know, daldal lang ng daldal. Kaya dumaldal ka hanggang magkapera ka. Ganun yung vibe ko ngayon. Mm-hmm. Pero may gusto lang akong tanungin for you, DJ Al, and, mm-hmm. you know, Yanni. How are you doing with your tracks? Like, what specified tracks are you guys taking?
Well, ako kasi, I'm taking ad ngayon and prod. I'm taking specifically IMC, Integrated Marketing Communications, and wow. Radio Production. O, diba? Very, very magis radio talaga. Pero like, actually, nung first sem kasi, I didn't take prod talaga. Pero like, parang gusto kong magkaroon ng shift. Parang naiisip ko, mas magiging masaya ako sa radio prod. And so, I followed my heart, diba? And actually, yung ad ko, I didn't really choose it na parang, ay, talagang gusto ko to. Actually, niisip ko sa ad, parang fallback ko siya. Kasi parang mas corporate side siya ng com. Siyempre, as ano, first time na pipili ka ng track, i-weigh out mo kung, ano, alam mo yun, practicality and everything. Pero like, coming into ad, I really enjoyed what I was learning in ad. And parang feeling ko, parang ready na ako maging advertiser. For you naman, Yanni.
Ayun, so in terms of, you know, influences, I guess, honestly, wala talaga akong masasabi na specific influence. Kung ano lang talaga yung, I think that was kind of fun. So parang ganun yung vibes niya. But then, for context also, the most recent elective that I took was yung acting for the camera. Which
wow.
was...
Wow. Sino bang classmate mo dyan?
Si Jera. Ayun. So, it was under production, ganyan. And it was my first prod class ever. Kasi nga, parang inaantay ko na, sige, baka better if after the pandemic na lang. Pero online pa rin tinig yung class na yon. But then, ayun, it was fun. And I guess, it's kind of really aligned with what I wanted to do in, you know, in the future, ganyan. So, I guess that's really the influence na that drove me and led me to choose that elective and eventually the production track for the school year. So, yon.
You know what, Miss Yanni? I really get that so much kasi, you know, as you've said, diba, kaklase mo ako in film acting under production. And to be, fun fact, that's also my first ever production class here in ADMU. So talagang I get you and nakikita ko rin yung sarili ko as like, you know, in the future, baka prod. Or di kaya, baka magsusulat lang ako yung mga sa gilid-gilid. Wow. Ganyan. Kaya naman, another question for you, Miss Yanni.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see yourself continuing to pursue your track in the future?
Yes. Wow! So confident! Guys, honestly, kasi this is really the beauty of COM, no? Kasi parang despite, for example, you having a fixed track, ganyan, you still were able to explore other tracks then that gave you a glimpse of how it is in the com industry. So, but for me, specifically, when it comes to prod, specifically acting, I really love acting talaga. It's something na, oh, sana naman, universe, ganon. So, yes, and thanks to the foundations of the COM tracks and other COM electives, you know, we are actually able to actualize this dream kahit paunti-unti. So, yun.
Wow, so inspiring ah, coming from a senior, parang na-inspire akong tapusin talaga yung ano ko, pinili kong course.
Let's go.
To our freshies naman, let's go to Miss Shante. I love your intro kanina, ha?
Thank you.
Well, itong ating first question. How are you handling the pressure of knowing na you have to choose a track soon?
Honestly, no pressure. Char.
Wow!
Char, ayun ata yung freshie moments. Pero actually, parang kanina lang, we were talking about it earlier with my friends. Now, we don't take yung track. Mm-hmm. And we all seem so excited about it. And ayun nga, so that's why I don't feel any pressure. But earlier, before this podcast started, I think I talked to some DJs here na about sa pagkuha ng track. And they say, no, parang, hala, ubusan daw pala ng ano, slot. So I was like, hala, paano yun? What if I don't get the track that I want? Mm-hmm. So siguro ayun yung pressure na medyo ina-absorb ko pa. Mm-hmm. So, ayun pa lang naman.
Ah, so parang decided na ata si Shante. Kinakabahan na siya sa enlistment.
Yes.
Sino ba namang hindi kinakabahan sa enlistment, mm-hmm. diba? Well, actually, medyo mabigat naman talaga yung pagpili dahil domino effect yan eh sa future classes na iti-take mo kasi may mga prerequisites mm-hmm. and everything. So, how is it naman? You think kaya naman?
Honestly, I'm still unsure. Kasi, as far as I know, there are 4 tracks. Am I right?
Yes.
Journ, Advertising, Prod, and Film. May interest ako sa lahat ng track na yun.
Yeah.
And ayun na, doon na tayo magkakatalo. So, ayun, parang at the same time, parang hard mag-let go din ng something na gusto ko din. So that's, medyo naiipit ako in that situation. But I feel like it's the perfect time where I can feel like, where I can find na saan ako belong.
Yeah.
Like perfect time to know myself better and to know what I really want to do in my life. And if hindi ko man siya, like, ma-meet yung expectation ko na yun sa akin. Maybe I could just try and try. Siguro, it could be difficult and could be in the long run. But I feel like it's gonna be worth it kasi I really want to grow up doing something that I really love to do. So, ayan.
Tama. At ika nga ni Maring Taylor Swift, all I do is try, try, try.
Yes.
That's why as we course through life, as we course through AB communication, all that we can do is try our best to succeed in the tracks that we are going to take. And as we move through the ever-transforming experience, you know, that is university life, sometimes, you know, we pick up new skills or discover new talents. Maraming branches ang pwede mong puntahan and you can choose as many paths as you want. To the non-freshies and, you know, shifties here, yan si Miss Yanni, DJ Alice. I want to ask you a question. What's something new that you discovered about yourself through the pursuit of your track?
Well, ang dami. Kasi syempre going in comm, siguro you expected na all of these things nasa track ay magagawa mo sa comm student. Kaya mga pinili yung comm, di ba? Kasi ang dami-dami yung mga gustong gawin. Kasi yung mga pabibo tayo as comm students. Tapos papapiliin ka, nakakaloka. Pero like, I think yung natutunan ko sa pagpili ng track is maganda din talaga yung may specialization ka eh. Na hindi lang MME lang yung pagpili mo ng track. Talagang you're specialized, you learn something new, na something specific, na something other people na hindi inaral yung subject na yun or hindi na-take ng course na yun, ay hindi talaga malalaman, di ba? So parang mas nagiging equipped ka dun sa career path mo. Parang pag umaattend ako ng classes, feeling ko ang professional ko na. Parang pwede na ako magtrabaho bukas. So parang ayun, that's something that I discovered about myself. So I love the tracks that Ateneo offered for us. Thank you, Ateneo.
Thank you, Ateneo. Wow. Tamang-tama ka dyan, no, DJ Alice. Kasi you choose the track where you feel that you will grow and that you feel na dadalhin mo hanggang sa future profession mo. Right? How about you, Miss Yanni?
Honestly, I would really love to also echo what DJ Alice said, no? Kasi since, ayun nga, from my second year na pal-mixed track ang ang aking mga pinipili dahil nga, you know, the pabibo course, guys. So, ayun. I guess, yung na-discover ko sa sarili ko is yung question na parang, ano kaya mangyayari sa akin or nasan kaya ako ngayon kung isang track lang yung pinili ko naman. So, I really love what DJ Alice said about, you know, having a specialization because that way you kind of get to align your goals and your interests into a you know, an expertise that you're also pursuing in the future. So I guess what I discovered for myself aside from, you know, what if yun na nga, if I took a track, it also I guess was the type of survival na, oh wow, I mean, in the midst of a pandemic, because I shifted into comm during the pandemic, as in like, after nung nag-cut off yung previous semester, so fully online for second and third year. So parang, wow, it's possible pala to get into these tracks, no matter, you know, yung may isip natin, hala, baka better nga to on-site. But I guess, you know, that's really what's nice about Ateneo and the comm department in general, because they're well equipped.
Exactly.
No matter what medium you're taking those tracks.
Yeah.
So, yun, that's really an advantage for us.
You know, that's a good question, Miss Yani, lalo na sa mga nagme-mix tracks right now. Like, what would life be if we took one track? Like, for one, ako, I reflect to that question a lot because I'm taking two tracks at the same time. That's why it's kind of confusing, but at the same time, you know what's best for you. And yung impact ng Ateneo Education, it's really high-end yung standard niya. It's, they're equipped, like Miss Yani said, and they're really out there. You know, they give us the exposure that we need. They give us what we need as comm students, specifically the equipment, the facilities, the high-end facilities that we have right now. It's all thanks to Ateneo. And speaking of impact, another question for you guys. What's the biggest impact you feel your track has left on you as a person?
Thank you for that. Well, thank you for that wonderful question. I guess, in terms of really the impact, siguro, in terms of personality, no, and mindset, I guess, ayun na nga yun. Since, when you get into these tracks, parang your mindset is really fixed into, oh wow, I am aligned with what the goals of this, this specific track is or this specific career is. So parang yung personality mo, yung routines mo, diba, napoposition mo na siya aligned with those goals and those objectives. So I guess in terms of impact, parang yung way of life mo, you're kind of slowly getting into that kind of career path,
yeah,
as you go into these tracks. So I guess that's really a good training also.
Yeah, exactly. Kasi parang, ayun nga, nadi-discover mo yung self mo eh. And speaking of discovering, actually, yung biggest impact sa akin is siguro yung marami akong na-discover sa sarili ko na akala ko hindi ko kayang gawin, pero kaya ko naman pala. Like sa advertising class ko kasi, ang daming design, ganyan. Syempre, you have to like sell something, sell your products. Tapos dati, ayoko talaga yung mga design kasi feeling ko, I don't have the eye for it. Pero parang, nung nagawa ko naman siya, pinupuri naman ako ng teacher. So parang, hala, I'm doing something right. So parang nakaka-proud, diba? So talagang, it will leave you an impact kasi parang masasabi mo sa sarili mo na, ay, kaya ko naman pala. Parang, ano mo yun? Academic validation.
True, not
true. Who doesn't want that, diba? Well, to our freshie naman, Shante, we're going back to you. If you were to rank the tracks that you want from most to least, how will you rank them and why?
Yan na naman tayo. Interest ko talaga lahat. Okay, so, like, this is priority ko lang. This is my priority ba?
Ah, yeah.
Okay. So, I think my first one is, Fort muna. Fort muna, I think it's advertising. Oh. I don't know. Wala pa akong experience sa advertising. That's why I put it the last one. So, ayun. So, for third, I think it has to be, wala akong third eh. Pwede bang ano na lang, dalawang second. It's either prod and film. I really like film. I really have a heart for film. Kasi bata pa lang ako, na-expose ako sa mga ganito. So, parang gusto ko siyang i-pursue.
Yes.
And of course, number one, Jorn. Kasi I've been doing journalism din since bata, like news writing and radio broadcasting. I was in elementary. And I really wanted to pursue it as a job. Like ko sinasabi sa ibang tao, I really want to be a newscaster. I want to be a DJ or a news anchor. So, yun. But ayun nga, since dalawang tracks lang kukunin, at most, nahihirapan ako. But I hope na ma-prioritize ko talaga yung gusto kong i-take.
Yeah, gets ko yung feeling na mayroong tie talaga, you know? Talagang hindi siya pwedeng 1, 2, 3, 4. Parang pareha sila 1, ganon. Well, hearing all of these talks about tracks and experiences about them, are you excited naman for CTM? And what are you looking forward to the most?
CTM, of course, syempre yung mag-guide talaga kaming freshies. Kung ano yung gusto namin, yung parang yung calling namin na i-take naming track. And, ayun. Actually, that's it lang. I just really wanted to be guided enough. Kasi sometimes I can make really rush decisions.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
So, ayun. I want to take this step carefully para when enlistment comes, buo na yung, ano ko,
loob
ko. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Yun, buong-buo na dapat yung puso niya pagdating ng enlistment. Yes. Kaya naman, when we're doing something, yun naman talaga, like when we're doing something as heavy as this, like choosing a track under a really general course like AB Communication, it can be really hard and sobrang hirap mamili sa sobrang daming in-offer sa atin. And sometimes it can become overwhelming. And in our case, you know, as we have CTM here, Comtrack Meet, to guide us to choose which Comtrack to take or which Comtracks to take. Mm-hmm. And yun, we tend to, parang, usually we tend to weigh variables when we're choosing something. And we tend to really have the guts to pursue what we really want to pursue. And in this case, yun, as Com students, we have CTM to guide us. So for everyone in this booth, like, okay, I can also answer this. I feel, you know, how did you guys weigh everything out?
Well, how did I weigh everything out? I guess siguro kung ano lang yung sinisigaw ng puso ko. Pero kung ano meron sa enlistment, de, joke lang. Parang, alam mo yon, CTM kasi helped us to expose, parang give us the basics of each track. So parang doon na weigh out ko na rin na pag nakikita ko yung mga professionals coming from each industry, makikita ko yung sarili ko na, ay, parang gusto ko maging ganyan. So parang, alam mo yun, nakikita ko yung sarili ko sa kanila, and so it's something that I want to pursue. And of course, gusto kong matry everything eh. Sa tingin ko kung saan ako magsha-shine, and I will do my best. So I think that's how I chose my track. How about you, Yani?
Ayun, now that I'm in fourth year, siguro kung babalikan ko yung high school self ko, sobrang magtataka siya kung anong ginagawa ko sa com. Kasi nanggaling ako sa STEM. Tapos, BFATA naman nung first year and now in com. And there's this saying na laging sinasabi ng dad ko sa akin nung pumipili ako ng school or ng course or even deciding to shift to com. Lagi niyang sinasabi na, dun ka sa gusto mo at kaya mo. And I guess, you know, now that we have options laid out thanks to Comtrack Meet, where we see the practical application of these tracks and these different subjects. You know, it's really nice to be able to see how we can imagine ourselves in these different industries in the future, which is really thankfully something na wow. Sana nung nag-shift ako, nanood ako ng Comtrack Meet kasi ayun. But then it's really helpful ngayon na at least kahit papaano for second years and third years, diba, we are still welcome to, you know, explore things na we haven't done before through these different tracks. So it's really nice.
True na true yan, Miss Yani. Alam mo, I wanna share an experience lang now before we move to Shante. Because usually pag enlistment, diba, rattled, kabado ka, oh my God, ubusan ng slots. Hunger Games everywhere. Mm-hmm. Especially in com, since hindi lang com yung nagtitake ng mga courses, right? Yung mga subjects. With enlistment, ako, lagi akong bumabalik sa primer that we had ng CTM last year. Yung PDF file, that's really helpful. And I don't know if merong PDF file right now, but ayun, it's really something helpful to discern and to traverse communications as a whole. Going back to Shante right there, how do you feel like, you know, anong mga factors yung makakapag-help sa'yo to discern a decision?
For track, right?
For tracks, yeah.
Decision? Kung ano sinitigaw din ng puso ko. I think that's, ayun yung parang magiging factor talaga na makapag-decide sa akin. Mm-hmm. Kasi there is also a time na I talked to my mom. Mm-hmm. Like, even before choosing this course, sabi ko, Mama, ito ba talaga ititake ko? Kasi, a lot of people think na it's not practical.
Yeah, yeah.
Na, mag-premed ka na lang. What's better? May pera dyan. So, before I enrolled here at Inay, sabi ko, lipat na ba ako? Lipat ba ako ng course? But then, nung nandito na ako sa com, I was like, ito na yun. I'm gonna keep going. So, whatever, kung ano mong mangyari before enlistment, I'm just gonna go for what my heart speaks. Yeah,
definitely. It. Parang gusto ko yung sinabi ni Shante, kasi you can't really like determine kung ano yung para sa'yo unless you try it. Mm-hmm. Diba? Like, things would have gone a different way if you didn't choose com. And well, siguro naman, if not all, a lot of com students has had the ano, parang conversation with their parents na ma, yes, magko-com ako, hanggapin mo na, final na. And nevertheless, what we love doesn't always coincide with what others think is best for us. Katulad nga ng sabi ko kanina, our parents might want us to take a more lucrative job while society might lead us to believe na 9-to-5 job is a way to go. But I'm sure that as com majors, a lot of us might have other criterias that measure a fulfilling career, diba? So, well, I would like to ask, last question na lang siguro. In the face of so many conflicting values and expectations from everybody, how have you fought to pursue something that you love or something that you're passionate about? Siguro to our two guests na lang, Yanni and Shante. Yanni, you can go first, siguro.
Okay, so ang hirap, no? Kasi parang yung balance ng love at practicality in this, yes, economy, di ba? So I guess when it comes to pursuing what you love, doon na lang din siguro pumapasok kung saan ka masaya. And kung saan ka masaya, doon ka rin nagiging productive. Mm-hmm. So yun na lang din siguro yung pinapasok ko sa isip ko lagi na parang, oh sige na nga, kahit mahirap, in the long run naman, this is really what makes me happy. Yes, and I'm really exactly willing to go through the hurdles and the humps and all the rocky roads and double dutches and cookies and creams in this in this path. So yon.
Yes, for you naman, Shante.
Yeah, that's like what I said earlier. Mm-hmm. Na puso lang.
Yeah, love.
And talagang nakausap ko rin yung mama ko eh. I mean, my grandmother, na sige, apo, kung gusto mo yan, go lang. And from that, parang na-encourage na ako na, okay, I'll take this. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad na wala nang nag-hold back sa akin or like thoughts na you don't deserve this course, you need, yeah, to transfer. So ayun, gina-gina ako.
Yes.
Yes, oh my God. So many insights, so many thoughts in this episode right now, no? Mm-hmm. And yun, as we have discussed kanina, maybe we could really say that discernment is an ongoing process. Mm-hmm. And it's really a journey that we traverse as we go through communications as a course. And at the same time, as we try to traverse in that wavelength, no, dyan sa agos ng pagiging com student, we discover and know more about ourselves. What we really want to pursue, what we really want to do in the future, who knows, right? And it's always us yung makakapagsabi on how are we going to take this love to the next level. Yung love natin for the arts, yung love natin for communication as a course, and, you know, maybe as a profession in the future, if you guys will use it as your profession. And yes, meron lang akong konting katanungan para sa ating viewers. Listeners. Listeners natin dyan. How far are you willing to go to find your place like us here in communication?
Yes, tama yan. And alam mo, itong episode natin for Magis Radio, hindi lang siya about CTM. Maybe it's like about uniting different perspectives and people from COM. Parang very emotional tong episode na to. Alam, parang nakita ko yung sarili ko sa inyong lahat, sa mga guests natin and everybody listening here, mga COM students natin. So, of course, I would like to thank our guests for today. So many inputs, yay, insights, yay, and of course, I'm sure matutulungan yung mga freshies and shifties natin to choose their tracks that they want. So, of course, we'd like to thank our guests for today, diba? Thank you for the insights, for your experiences. Thank you for your sentiments, diba? Thank you again, Yanni and Shan Day. So, of course, thank you for listening to Magis Radio. Again, it has been me, your kakaibabe DJ Al.
And it's your OG bestie who sleeps barely, ready to report with my coffee, Gerald Morfe from 2AB Communication.
Com Track Meet is a production of Magis Radio, which was written by Darius Hermenegildo, Ia Zafra, and Rome Romjin, and edited by Ella Rodriguez. Always remember to keep it Magis and follow the sound. Thank you.